Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome, everyone. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel, here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Now, today, we're going to be doing Biz Bites with Bonnie. And our topic for today is about money. And money can be sometimes a challenge for people in terms of their relationship with it, how they think about it, how much they have, how much they don't have, what to do with what they do have, keeping what they have. There's all kinds of issues with money, especially when you're in business for yourself, when you're an entrepreneur. So we're going to talk about that on the show today. But before we get to that, I want to always acknowledge all of you and thank you for taking time out of your day to be here with me on the show. I am so honored that you do that and that I can share this content with you, and hopefully something, you know, resonates with you. There's some tidbits. I always want to leave you with something because I know that time is our most precious asset. So I want to make sure that these shows are value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent. And when we do Biz Bites with Bonnie, it's a shorter show, right? It's only 10 to 15 minutes at the very most. It's usually around 12 minutes. If I have a guest on the show, which I do periodically now, I will probably spend a half an hour or so on the show, but I know that time is so valuable to people and everybody is so busy trying to get their businesses going, right? So I took this opportunity to do smaller segments, which is Biz Bites with Bonnie, and that will save us some time. Plus, I hope you still feel you can get valuable content. It's just in a condensed format. So if this is your first time listening, welcome everyone. And if you've been here before, welcome back. I hope that you're going to get the golden nuggets that are here for you in the show today. I would love to have you join our Facebook group at Entrepreneur Mastery. I put the link below. And if you have questions, comments, maybe you want to be a guest on the show yourself, connect with me. You can connect with me at BonnieGressel.com or at Entrepreneur Mastery and just leave me a message. And I would love to talk with you more. And remember that the links to this show, wherever you want to listen to it, all the other internet directories, the podcast platforms like iHeartRadio and iTunes and SoundCloud and Stitcher and Spreaker and all of those are probably best found on my website at BonnieGressel.com. I have a show page and then all those other icons are there so that you can quickly get to it. And the other link that I put on the show page today is the online training, the free online training that I'm doing for another few days yet. And then I'll do an encore performance. And not everybody knows that, so that's kind of a secret. But there will be an encore performance next weekend to help people, you know, break through that. I find it's been a challenge for a lot of people to break through that list building secret. You know, how do you get people on your list? How do you engage your community? And how do you have people then to sell your products and services to who are eager to buy from you? So the free online event is called From Startup to Entrepreneur Mastery, How to Build a Tribe of Raving Fans. And I have 20 amazing experts that I interviewed. And they've all graciously donated a wonderful gift for you as well. So there's tons of information on there. And so I encourage you to check that out. I put that link at the very bottom of the show page today as well. So now let's talk a little bit about money, our topic for today. You know, to me, money is energy. I mean, everything is energy. So if you look at it like that, money is energy. Energy is always moving, right? Energy is fluid. It comes and it goes and it's more and it's less. Well, that's the same thing with money. And everyone has been in those less times where they didn't have very much money and or they weren't making money in their business like they thought they should be, like they thought they would be, whatever it is. We have all had those times. I mean, you know, I'm not ashamed to say, because I think everybody's been here, we've had those talks about bankruptcy. We've had those talks, oh my God, are we going to lose the house? You know, it happens to everybody. So first of all, know that. People don't become overnight successes typically. There's, you know, some stuff that has to happen first, and some of it isn't so fun. So money is sort of the central point to that, because money makes the world go round, you know, as they say. So what I want to do today is just chat with you a little bit about your relationship with money, because that makes a huge difference. It's your mindset or your, you know, around money. And much of that has to do with how you feel about it, which is like any other relationship. It's something that needs some, you know, nurturing. It needs some work. So one of the things that I would encourage you to do is to first check in, you know, check in with yourself and see, what is my relationship with money? Now, if you're in a place right now in your business where things are not good and you don't have a lot of extra money, or you don't have money to pay the bills or your VA or whatever, then probably your relationship with money is kind of on the outs, right? You're not getting along really well. Your relationship is sort of tenuous. So one little exercise that I give to people all the time is to just kind of think about money stuff in general. So think about, you know, paying the bills this month, or something that you want to buy and you don't know if you have the funds, or maybe you do have the funds and it's fine. But if you're in a place where you don't, where you can't just do anything, you have more money than you could possibly ever spend. Some people are in that position, but not too many though. So if you're in a place where, you know, you think about money and you kind of get tense and you almost like cringe a little bit, and you just don't feel good. It's just not a good, happy, uplifting feeling. Then I'd say we maybe need to work on your relationship with money, at least at this time, a little bit. Because for money to flow to you, and, you know, it flows in and out, right? But for money to flow to you in times when you need it, you need to be in a good relationship with money. So taking account of where you're at is a good place to start. So just think about that. You know, just take a few moments and sit in silence and kind of go inside and think about, okay, bills are due next week and I got to pay this and that and the other thing. And notice what emotions come up. Notice what feelings come up. That's going to tell you what your energy is like, and therefore your relationship, what that's like with money. It's all about mindset, right? You got to start there. I think you have to start with mindset in any business, because if you miss that part, if you do all the learn to do this, learn to do that, you know, learn to do all these things, but you don't spend time on that mindset, then none of the other things really work as well as they could. So one of the mindset pieces that many people struggle with is regarding money. So check in with yourself and do that sometime, you know, this week or after you're done listening to this show, and just see where you're at with money. Now, if you are in a place where it's not really very good, when you think about money, you just kind of get this, you know, pit in your stomach and you just don't feel good about it. The next best thing, I think, is to just not think about it at all, to take some action. Now, maybe there's an action in your business that you could do that would generate some more money. Then take that action. But maybe the only action that you can take right now, because you're in a dark place, is to just distract yourself with something else so that you can't possibly be thinking about money. Because when you think about money, you don't feel good. And the universe sees that as, oh, let's give more of that to that person, which is the lack of whatever it is. And in this case, we're talking about money. So if the universe or God or whatever your belief system is, if the universe hears, you know, you thinking about money in that negative way, in that scarcity way, in that lack, in that just not feeling good, they don't know that that's what you don't want. They just think everything you think is what you do want. And so you will get more of that. That's sort of that, you know, it's the law of attraction stuff. So my advice to you would be, if you are one of those people who is, you know, maybe new in your business or maybe not new in your business, maybe you've been in business for a while, but you're in a dip right now, you know, that happens. Money comes and goes. It's a fluid thing. So if you're in that space where it just doesn't feel very good, I would say you need to take action, some sort of action. Now, the action might be something in your business, you know, building your list with more subscribers. And then I put that link on the show page below if you're interested in more information about that. Or, you know, getting a product together or repurposing some of the millions of things that you probably already have, or finally getting that book written, or whatever it is. Take action. And if there's no other action that you can take, or all of those actions seem just too overwhelming right now, I would start with the simplest first, which would be to just take your mind off of it, to not think about it at all. And it's hard to do that when the bills are due and, you know, whatever. And I know that. I get that. I've been there. But that's the most important time. You need to take it off the radar screen. You need to think about something else. So maybe it's, you know, playing with your grandkids or volunteering someplace or calling a friend or reading a book, getting lost in somebody else's novel. You know, it allows you to escape your reality, doesn't it? So taking it off the radar screen, not thinking about money at all, if you're in that dark place, is if you can't really take any other action because you're sort of paralyzed at this point, then that's where I would start. Now, if you're not at that point and you just want maybe more money in your business, then I would say the type of action to take is to, you know, get those products done, get your, you know, get that book written, whatever it is that you've been working on that you've not gotten done yet. And oftentimes, in fact, I think every good business person has somebody that they can work with, that they can consult with, a coach or a mentor or somebody who is an entrepreneur as well and knows the language, right? Understands it, which is different than, you know, your friend that works at a corporate America or whatever. So I'd say get some help if you need some help, but then get that thing done, that thing that you've been working on, your website, whatever it is. And then take that action to move forward. Now, as you take that action, I want you to believe that it's going to amount to something, right? One of the things that, another little thing that I've used in the past and still do, is I imagine what it's like to be there, what it's like to already be at that end result. The book's already written, the website's already done, I already have, you know, thousands of people in my email and they want more from me and I already have clients. And, you know, it's those first few clients that are the hardest. You know, so if you can imagine being past that hump, then it comes much easier. Now, I want to say one thing, though, about imagining as though you're already there. What some people do is they imagine, you know, that they're already there. This is like a lot of people do affirmations this way. They write them all down and they put post-it notes everywhere, but they don't really believe it. They don't really feel it. Same thing with imagining that you're there. You have to really feel it. You have to feel like you're there. You have to have those emotions that you have because, you know, time isn't really linear anyway, right? So it's really right there. So it's spending time in daydream land as though, you know, you're already there, but believing you're already there and feeling good about it. And that will improve your relationship with money. So there's so much that you can do that's internal. And I think my opinion is that you need to do that first. The sort of Biz Bites with Bonnie advice today is start inside first, because you have to be in a good place, have a good relationship with money, be in a good place that you believe in your success, you value yourself, before anything else can really work really well. So that's some of my tips for you and advice about the whole money thing, especially in terms of coming from that entrepreneur space. Now, if you're in a place where you know, money is good, you know, money's decent, but you would like to go to the next level, same thing. All of these same things apply. Because if you're thinking about, you know, where you're at, or where you want to be, say you want to go to the next level. The next level is, you know, $1 million or whatever a year. And you imagine that, you have to believe that you can attain it. There's no reason that you can't. There's no reason that you can't. So all of the things we've talked about, whether you are in a place where you have, you know, plenty of money or not, all of these types of things still work. So that's my tip for you today. And I hope that it's helped you. If for those of you who might need a little help with money stuff right now, and you know, it's fluid. It comes and goes, and that's the way it's supposed to be, right? Nothing is wrong. You're not alone. Everybody's in that same boat. So until next week, I want you to believe that anything is possible. And I'll see you next week.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.